That's the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra. And the Doodletown Fifers at 25 minutes past the hour. And we've succeeded. We connected with Everett Chakoti in Malawi. And I'm going to let David introduce her properly, though, because David knows her from his missions trip over there back in June. David, take it from here. Tell us about Everett and introduce her.
Back in June, my wife and I and four other people from around the country went to Malawi, South Africa. And Everett is, I told Everett about our Broken Road Radio, and that we had this radio station where the two of us would talk to each other every morning for 3 hours. And she asked me, she said, "Well, where is your studio?" And I said, "In our homes." And she said, "Well, that can't be." and then she says, "Well, where is your tower?" And I said, "We don't have a tower." She says, "Well, that can't be." "Well, it's finally being, and we're here." Good morning, Everett. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you, David?
Oh, that's right. It's afternoon where you are.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Seven hours time difference.
Actually, just after lunch.
Yep. Now, we went to work and contact individuals, learn about something called the Malawi Orphan Care Project, which was a ways away from Lilongwe. Now, Everett's brother, Shadrach Chakoti, is the organizer, director, person on the ground. And this particular year, you helped him. You were kind of like the co-host. Yeah, but is that something you enjoyed this year and you want to do it again?
Yeah, definitely. I want to do it again. And
okay.
I have to be back so that I can be with you again.
you mean
yeah,
I have to be
so
there too?
She misses you, David. Hey, she's one of the few.
You mean, after we were there for something like 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
We were there for 2 weeks. Now, there were two other groups that came after we left, after we came back to the States. Did you work with them as well?
Unfortunately, I was not with that group.
Ah.
You mean the group after you?
Yeah, right. The group after me, and then there was another one in August.
The group that came after you, I wasn't able to be with them, but actually I really wanted to be with them. But I was busy with the radio thing, so we had the workshop here. It's a new radio station, actually, the one that I'm working. It's not the one that you came last time when you came to Malawi, you remember?
Yeah, sure.
This is not the one. Yeah, it's a new radio station. So the time that the second group came, I was busy doing the workshop here.
Okay. Tell me about the radio station, the new one. Who sponsors it? Who do you work for? What kind of programming
it's
do you have?
It's also a Christian radio station. The owner is a pastor. It's a Pentecostal live radio, so it belongs to a Pentecostal church.
Okay.
And the programs that I'm doing here, it's kids programs, and there's a new program that they have just introduced. It's a Women Today. It's a program that inspires women, especially, you know, Malawi, more women are not educated, and we took some who are working, who have degrees and the other certificates, so that they can inspire and motivate other women.
Ah, okay. And this is a brand new station?
The program that I'm doing,
go ahead.
It is. It started this year.
Okay.
Yeah, just 5 months ago. Yeah,
you started
so the programs that I have here, it's a Women Today, and it's a kids program, and I also have a kids program. I go to churches when they have activities in a church or school. I do record and I put on the radio so that, you know, the children can get inspired and motivated.
Okay. Now, who are your
Hello?
Listeners?
Yep,
and
yes, we're there.
I also have a musical program.
Okay. What kind of music?
Gospel music. The new, especially. Yeah, music even from there. The Wash Brother, let me give an example. Chris Tomlin,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don McLachlan, the worship songs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kirk Franklin. Oh, yes.
Well, it would be music that we know then.
Yeah. Okay.
All over the world. All over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from Africa, from there. Yes.
Well, are there a lot of English speaking listeners then that would listen for that music in English?
Oh yes, and more, and the Women Today program is in English.
The I got a little bit of the history when I was there, there's probably only 20 or 30% of the population speaks to Chewin or other native languages. That the English is the official language of the country. That's the most prevalent language. Tell me about your listeners. Where are your listeners, and how many do you have? And are they mostly in the city, or are there listeners out in the countryside as well?
Actually, the radio that I'm working with, because it's a new radio station, so the frequency, it's just here in town, in the city, where you were in Lilongwe.
Right.
Is it an AM or FM station?
Yeah.
Everett, AM or FM?
It's a city.
Did you know whether it's an AM station or an FM station? Do you know
it's
those?
FM,
okay.
FM.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it is FM, all right. Okay. And do you know the hopes, the dreams for the station? Are they hope that someday it becomes larger and expands?
Hello?
Yeah. What do you think the plans for the station are?
I think she may have lost us there. She's,
have we lost connection?
Well, we
somebody
can hear.
Dropped
we can hear.
Is somebody
I'm
dropped
still
them?
Here, but I...
Can you still hear us?
Tell me about the minister who has started the station.
The minister who started the station?
Yeah. Can you tell me more about him?
I don't know yet more about him, but what I know, it's a pastor who is pastoring in a Pentecostal church. It's also here in Lilongwe, but it's not near the station that we are.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
So he does not work at the station then?
He doesn't even come often.
Okay.
Have you ever met him?
Yes, once.
Okay. And he's
today I was doing the interviews.
Oh, is that right?
was tough.
Okay, your format, you're on how many hours a day?
Working?
The station. Yeah, the station programming, how often
five
is
hours.
It? 5 hours a day?
5 hours. Okay. Yeah, we do have 3 shifts. Somebody starts from morning from 5 to 11, and somebody starts from 11 to 5, and then 5 to 10. We knock off at 10, so we close the station at 10.
Okay, all right. And are there restrictions? In this country, we have something called an FCC, or Federal Communications Commission, that dictates what you can and can't do on broadcasting stations. And is there such a thing in Malawi? I don't remember.
Yes, it's there. Especially if it's a Christian radio station, it means some of the music you can't play, like secular music.
Oh, you cannot play secular music?
Really?
Yes.
Interesting, because that's what we do. We play both Christian and secular music.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
But it's a Christian radio?
Yes.
A little bit of both.
Oh,
yeah, we played. Yeah, we played. You know, are you going to tell me that can't be? No.
Well, it's only gospel music.
Yeah.
But sometimes we do play contemporary music.
Okay. Mm. Now, the music that you play, is it mostly Malawian music, African music, or is there English-speaking music, American music, other countries?
It depends on the program that you are doing, especially when we are doing the worship program. Most of the songs are from there, the Chris Tomlin and whatever, because some of the people here, they don't know how to sing, especially the worship songs. So most of the programs that we do, like praise and worship, like rhythm, we put music from other countries, especially from states. And if we have a program that is in our local language, we can play Chris Tomlin. That means we'll be playing only Malawian songs and maybe Zambian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it depends on the programs that we are doing.
Hmm. Okay. All right. The and you know, that's kind of up to individual presenters or the announcers, what they want to put on. You select, mm-hmm. you select your yeah. own music.
Okay. Yeah, you select your own music that you want.
Okay, all right. The well, good luck in the yeah. station.
Sometimes we do have a request hour. They do chorus, and maybe they, hello presenter, I want this song. Can you play it for me? So we are like, okay, I'll do that. So that's a request hour. We do mm-hmm. give them the listeners a chance to to respond, and this is how we know the feedback that people are listening.
Do you actually have a listener? So,
Do you have a website for the station?
Not yet, because it's a new radio station.
No,
so, yeah, but we will.
Well, we'll look forward to that, so mm-hmm. we can get to know you and your radio station.
So soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. No, that's good. Let's keep in touch. Let us know. Let us keep us up to speed on the progress of your radio station. What speaking of progress, how is the mission doing? Have you talked to Everett or to Shadrach lately?
Yeah, Shadrach.
Yeah. How is the mission coming? How is the mission doing?
Oh, the mission is doing very well. I don't know the number of the students who passed the exams. You remember that we need some to go to the. High school level.
Right.
Yeah, so it's really going on well.
Okay, good. Now, one of the projects that the mission was going to be involved in is building the chicken business in La Longue. how is that coming? When I was there in June, the building was up and the fence was up, but the gate wasn't on yet and the electricity wasn't in. What kind of progress has been made since?
It's still the way you left. No progress for now, but I can say I don't really know for now because I didn't talk to him about that project.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know the progress, and I didn't visit since that last time we went together.
Oh, okay. So you haven't seen it lately either.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's fine. You've been busy getting a job.
Well, listen, listen, Everett, maybe we can check in with you from time to time and learn about the progress of your radio station and the mission there and talk to you every now and then. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, very fine.
Yeah, once every few weeks, we'll give you a Skype call and put you on the air, and we'll update you and our listeners on what's going on there in Malawi, because you're so important to us. We wish you every success and God's blessings.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, no, it's good to make contact. That's a good deal.
To play a song of Dolly Parton for me. I want to listen to
Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah.
Which one do you want to hear?
You do play the songs for 1950s, 70s, 60s, and I was like, wow.
You were listening. Yeah, that's right. You have listened to the station.
The song of Many Colors. Mm-hmm. I want that song.
Well, listen now then and email me with your favorites and we'll play some songs for you there.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of Dolly Parton, but there is a tad bit of it there. And of course, she sings gospel music as well, you know. So.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she does.
One of the things that broadcasting in this country and just about every newscast is filled with right now this last couple of weeks is the Ebola crisis. And the spread of Ebola. Now, Ebola is a long ways from you over in Liberia and Ghana over in the West Coast. Are people talking about it at all? Are people concerned about it? Do you hear anything over in Malawi? Uh-oh.
Oh, we just may have lost connection. Gee, I wanted to hear the answer to that, too.
So now I wanted to hear that response.
Well, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go to music, and we'll see if we can get her back maybe for a few minutes here, okay?
Okay. All right.
Here's the Beach Boys.